It's Thursday, the 26th of March. It is 9 a.m, so an extra hour in bed this morning, which was good. I just about had a wee chuckle there, because as I walked along to my usual standing point, literally inches in front of me came down bird poo, three big white spots. Another half a second to a second, they'd either have been in my teacup or my head. Maybe that would have been a blessing from nature. It's not a nice morning. Yes, it's fairly calm. And it's dry now, but it has been raining. Everything's damp. Beadlets of water and everything. Just has a cold, damp feel. Not nice at all. I'm watching one wee sparrow chase another wee sparrow in and out of the apple tree. Not chasing as in chasing away, chasing as in pursuing. What's that song? It's all in the game. Yeah. Oh, I see that my apple tree is springing into leaf, as is my beautiful golden berberis. These are two of the shrubs. Well, one's a tree, but it's not a big tree. These are two plants that I've had for years. Years. Hardy buggers in the garden. Well, hello, Miss Blackbird. Nice of you to make an appearance, swooping in like that. I'm sorry. Have I now to change that to Mrs. Blackbird? Don't look at me like that. I can assure you she's looking at me. Either that or it's otherwise she's cocking to ground because she feels something tremble below her feet like a tasty grub. Slept well last night. Feeling good this morning. We have to go to the surgery, local surgery, to have some more blood taken, because someone who took the selection of bloods from me recently failed to take one variety. I can't remember what they called it, so I'll go back over this morning for them to stick another needle in me. Is that? Yes, is it? It is. It's red poles. Two wee red poles at the Niger feeder. Ah, that's made my morning. I haven't seen them all winter. They're an occasional visitor. It's not to say that they've not been here, it's just I may not have coincided with their appearance. They're beautiful like birds. They're like little sparrows with their brown backs and buff chests. But they're much smaller and they have a kind of white bar or cream bar across their wings. But a beautiful little red cap to their forehead. Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, there's not a lot of Niger seed in that feeder. I have to top up. Now that I've seen them, it's given me a bigger incentive to top. You know, actually, one's actually went to ground. See, a lot of these wee birds are not, they don't normally go to ground unless they feel fairly secure. It's off. Well, that's given me another incentive to keep the Niger seed feeder filled. That was difficult to say. You see, you get a little surprise. You get a little surprise some days and just cheers you up no end. What, the sight of a couple of wee red poles in the garden cheers you up? Yes, it does. And the thing is that so many people don't pay attention to what's going on in their garden. Yes, they have a nice garden and etc, etc. Usually they spent megabucks in Dobby's garden centres or these other massive garden centres that are all over the place where you probably pay about twice the price for anything you buy because someone has to pay for that luxurious and well presented and glass covered canopy garden centre. Yes, we have two big ones in this area, Dobby's and Rook and Glen. There is another one there. Anyway, people like going to the big stores at the weekend. They go to these places at the weekend and they just take their plastic fantastic cards with them and shop till they drop and come home and stick so beautiful shrubs and ornamental things in their garden. I wonder, do they actually ever spend any time in their garden, you know, apart from digging the plant and sticking it in and then retiring to the house and celebrating what they've just done with another glass of wine. Yes, I'm just being damn facetious this morning, but it's true to a certain extent. Do they ever actually study what's going on in the garden? Could they actually tell you, name all the birds that you know regularly come to your garden? I wonder how many they would be able to name. I wonder if, you know, it's the fact that they're probably missing out. They have the chance to enjoy nature in their garden, not just the shrubs and plants, the beautiful things they've just pasted into their garden so that their friends and neighbours can see the glory of their efforts. I've just been damn cynical this one. Sorry. But to take the time to watch and to listen, I mean, I can stand here and close my eyes and listen and identify the birds all around me. I've got a big advantage. I can see and hear them. But even just being able to enjoy the bird song. Yeah, or maybe it doesn't interest them. Well, that's my cynicism finished for the morning. And I do not know where all that came from. It just came out. Time to go and play with my favourite new toy. And heat my fingertips up because they already went white. Gone white, went white.